Okay, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, along with my co-host, Justin Cook. James Sloan will be joining us in just a little while. I apologize about last night for anybody that was here. We had some internet issues last night, and I just couldn't get online right before the show was ready to launch. So that was pretty much terrible. It looks like we're having a problem with the call with Justin right now. Justin, can you hear me?
They hear me now.
There you
Hear me
go.
now, better.
Yeah, now we hear you really loud.
Okay, I think I had it muted then or something.
Yeah, you
I
dumbass.
had it muted on the microphone part. Why? No, I had it all. I had it just plugged it in again. And everything. I don't know. Hey, what's up? How you been?
Nah, I've been all right, man. I was just telling everybody, sorry about last night my internet went out like 13 minutes before the show was ready to launch, and I have no cell phone, so there was no way I could let anybody know. But I'm glad it looks like everybody pretty much came back. We haven't done a show in like a month because there just really hasn't been that much going on, and we don't just do a show for the sake of it. But a lot of people have been listening to the archives. It's over 2,100 now for the month. That's pretty good considering we haven't done anything new. But I don't know. Where did you want to start off with tonight? We got a few things to talk about.
I don't know. I guess someone, Jan Eric, is saying he's having a problem with his Chrome. So we want to know if we can connect him on the Skype.
Oh, yeah. He already asked me. Hold on. I'll add him to the conference.
Okay.
Okay. He's in now.
All right, Jan Eric, you there?
It's
All right. Well.
still dialing. He'll be in a second.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't know. I think we'll start off with the I don't know, the March on Monsanto. What do you think about that? I mean, here's the thing. I don't think protesting for the most part doesn't do a hell of a lot of good. Like, you know, it's really just saying that we are content with the system. We're just protesting that certain aspect. But I will say I was impressed with that because, I mean, you know, there had to be hundreds of thousands worldwide. You figure there was two in my state alone, and my state is small.
I thought there were like billions. I thought I heard them say like 50 million or something.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know about 50 million. I don't know. Maybe someone can get a number of that for us, whatever the number was. But regardless, they're talking worldwide, every city, people on both sides of that idiotic political aisle, you know. So maybe that's one bright thing. I mean, hey, you know, it's like, they give us an inch and then take 10 feet back, you know. But this is an inch that we'll gladly take. I mean, you know, nobody wants genetically modified food. And you know, I don't know. I'm sure they have something up their sleeve.
It is kind of a crossover topic. Like, you can actually kind of talk to this with some people, you know. Some people you can kind of talk to the food about, because there's, like, some people that don't look into, you know, 10% of the shit we look into. But when it comes to the food, there are some people that actually know that the shit's bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's a good icebreaker, you know.
Oh, definitely. I mean, especially you have mainstream people like Bill Maher, even, like, you know, talking about Monsanto and everything. And when I post like something about Monsanto on my Facebook page, I have kids I went to high school with, and you know, girls I went to high school with that normally, you know, wouldn't like anything else I post. But you know, if it's about GMO or Monsanto or aspartame, a lot of times they're like, you know, yeah, that's wrong, you know, at least we should know if they're, you know, type thing. So I think, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, just when the world seems, I mean, the world is dumb, don't get me wrong, but it's, you know, at least there they haven't taken the bait. I mean, there hasn't been, I don't know, Monsanto probably should have did a better propaganda job on the other way, made a nice flashy documentary a few years ago, and they probably would. You know, would have everybody on their side. They should have just made a documentary saying, showing a bunch of starving African kids and talking about how their plants yield more and it would feed. But,
well,
you know, but
Well, they got knuckleheads like Dr. Oz going out there on their behalf. That's kind of like having a documentary.
Indeed. Well, yeah, we'll get into that in a second, too. But I just wanted to bring up real quick. We'll get back. We definitely want to get into Dr. Oz, too. But, yeah, no, I mean, so it definitely just, you know, shows, you know, there's no problems with food worldwide. It's a false scarcity, you know. In the United States, we're seeing farmers growing corn for ethanol, not even for food. The corn, soy, it's all garbage. It's, you know, it's not even good for you. You know, the real corn, yeah, I mean, but, you know, the stuff that they're growing is for, you know, for synthetic gas or whatever, ethanol. You know, but that's the whole thing. It's like everything else, money, scarcity, you know, gold, scarcity. Everything is based on oil, scarcity, based on scarcity lies. Diamonds is another big one. Well, you know, once people realize, you know, that there's abundance of these things. I mean, an abundance of money, you know, when it's not yours is, you know, I guess is not a great thing. But if you have a market with an abundant amount of it, you know, not talking about inflation, you know what I mean. It's maybe money's not the best thing to use as a scarcity argument, but you know, let's say diamonds, you know, anything else, you know, food, you know, shit. Look what Gaddafi was doing in Africa. Look what so many more of these people are doing. You know, they actually have greened parts of the desert. So I mean, you know, that just shows where we can get with that. I think it's called terra firma, whatever. Regardless, you know, that's basically. I don't know. What do you think about Doctor? I know it was a while ago that Dr. Oz had come out, but recently a lot of people have been talking about it. How Dr. Oz had gone on the offensive, really. Calling.
Oh yeah, he's actually saying there's no benefit at all to having you know, organic food over genetically modified food.
Right, and
how absurd is that?
Well, not only that, but he equated people that want organic food as being snooty and it being for the 1%. So in other words, you know, he's kind of saying the same thing they are. If you think about it, hey, it's good enough for the 99% or whatever, type thing. So, you know, hey, cancer and whatever else is good for the rest of us, but for the elite, you know what I'm saying? So really right there, he cancels his own argument out. Obviously, it's better. It's not, you know, so I mean, yeah, I don't know. What were you saying? No, I mean, I definitely, this guy just, he totally.
I wasn't surprised at all. I'll put it that
way. Of course not. You know, here's the thing. All these TV doctors, Dr. Drew's another one. You know, they've all sold out to somebody. Dr. Drew sold out to somebody a year ago, but he kept pushing it too on his shows and everything. Was pushing some depression drug or whatever.
And oh man, remember him back in the day with Adam Carolla on Loveline?
Yep. Yeah, that was a good show actually back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
Back in the MTV thing, you know. And that's the thing, you know, they know what's going on. They take a good act and they co-opt them like everything else. I don't know, as far as Dr. Oz, though, he's also, I heard another show too. He's talking about like people drinking apple juice or whatever, and for kids or whatever, because like, I believe it was apple juice because it had arsenic in it. Yeah. He was like, well, you know, it's not a bad, you know, since the FDA says it's okay, just drink it in, you know, in moderation. So in other words, like poison is good, you know, it's like taking the same stance of, you know, the fluoride argument, you know, where fluoride is good in moderation, you know, you need it for your teeth. So you're going to drink it also and be forced to bathe in it and do everything else just because, I don't know, the people buy it. I'll tell you what, you go to Dr. Oz, go to his fan page one day, guys, and you will see the worship that goes on for this guy. I mean, this guy is, you know, hey, if anybody has more of a cult of personality around them than Obama, it's Dr. Oz. This guy has people buying almost anything that anything that he recommends will sell out. If Dr. Oz were to recommend sticking ice picks in your balls, you know, guaranteed on Monday morning we would hear about, you know, six guys over the weekend that stuck ice picks in their balls. You know what I mean? Because I thought it would help something. I mean, it's, you know, if that doesn't show you what type of following and idiocy we're seeing with these, you know, fake gurus, you know, of this type. And hey, Americans are sheep. That's what they eat it right up. There's so many people that like look at diet pills. You see these fat rednecks on there, and you know, and I don't mean to disparage anybody who's fat or anything. You know, I'm fat myself. But you know, I do my research, and I realize that I'm not just going to take a pill and it's going to make me skinny. Obviously, there's other, you know, diet and exercise and things like that come into play. You know what I mean? There's people on there. Oh, I ordered those pills, Dr. Oz. You know, I lost 5 pounds, but I haven't lost any more weight. Well, you know, what do you do? You expect to watch TV and get skinnier? It's not going to happen. You know, it's a bunch of middle-aged housewives and I don't know. I guess everybody, all types of people, listen to everything this guy says. What do you think?
I just feel bad for everybody that buys into all the bullshit that he says. He does the same shit with the vaccines too, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
I've seen him do it, you know.
Yeah, and then he admits that that he doesn't find it necessary to get him and his family, you know, vaccinated. So I mean, you know, if you don't think it's necessary to vaccinate yourself and your kids, why are you going to tell other people to get vaccinated? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and if they work so good, what are you so worried about if everybody else has them as long as you have them, right?
Yeah, seriously. Well, that's that herd immunity thing that we hear so much about. It's a fucking joke. You know, if all these kids, think about it, if 98 out of 100 kids, you know, let's say we all had, we're in a school, Brian's kid, my kid didn't have a vaccine. Well, if not, the 98 other kids have a vaccine, and my kid and his kid don't, then what are they worried about if these vaccines are so effective? You know, oh no, throw the non-vaccine kids out. They're gonna cause a pandemic. You know, well, you don't have too much faith in your vaccine. And I don't know. I just using a little ratio there. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the sheep mentality. Reminds me actually.
Justin, having a few people having issues opening the stream. I don't know why. It worked for me fine when I tested it before we started, so I might just add a few people to the call. They're going to stay on mute for us.
All right. Hopefully it doesn't bog down with more people on the call, but...
Nah, it's supposed to be able to hold 10, no problem. So,
yeah,
I'm going to add somebody right now.
I have seen before where there's a bunch of people. It starts slowing up. Different people's can affect it, but
it's all right.
Whatever's going on.
He's in now. Why don't we just take a quick break now? Anybody else that wants to call in, they can't hear the stream. We'll add you now over the break. That way, when we get back, you guys don't miss anything. Sound good, Justin?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
You know what I mean? We don't want anybody to miss anything. I don't know why they can't hear it. I could hear it fine. All right, guys, we'll be right
back.
Well,
you know what? I think because you're using Chrome. I think you got to get it figured out.
No, I'm not. I'm not using Chrome. Mozilla. I told everybody not to use Chrome because Chrome keeps crashing. I'm not using Chrome.
Well, I don't know. You got to figure out what it is. Sorry, I know you're playing the intro.
The Jonas Brothers are here. They're out there somewhere. Sasha and Malia are huge fans. But boys don't get any ideas. I have two words for you. Predator drones.
You will never. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. Sorry about the audio issues. I don't know why some of you guys can't get the stream. I tested it right before the show. It was working fine for me, but obviously there's an issue because there's like five or six of you on the call that can't get it. No idea what's going on with that, but... Anybody else that's listening right now that can't hear through the stream, just call into the show and just please stay on mute. You know, unless you type that you want to talk and we call on you. That way, you know, everybody can, and you guys can all listen to a direct feed. That'll definitely work. So just dial 978-735-2224 or Skype The Real News Online.
I see James is with us now. James, you with us, or are you still on, still on the job? Anyway, what were we talking about, Brian, before we got into
We were talking about Monsanto and Dr. Oz.
Right. You know what? Talking about cults of personality, let's get into the whole Adam Kokesh little situation that's been going on.
I just been catching up with that, you know, pretty much tonight, yesterday a little bit. So why don't you start us off on that?
All right. You know, as far as my opinion has been, you know, I've always liked Kokesh. I've been wary of him as far, you know, on a few different things, of course. One of them being 9/11, just the fact that I believe he was, you know, still pushing the blowback theory. And but I will say this, he's had some very honest monetary debates in the show. You know, he's been pretty decent, I think, you know. But recently, as we probably have heard, if you've been on the internet, he said he was going to have this march on D.C., open carry with loaded guns. They were going to walk across the bridge into D.C., and they were told that they were going to be met by the National Guard if they tried this and arrested. And, you know, and I don't know, to me it just screamed out, you know, wolves to, you know, sheep to the slaughter. Of course.
And you had AJ back in it, too. I watched a little video AJ today backed of him back in it. He was all right, about AJ, it.
AJ backed it, right. You know,
he actually said if people didn't do everything, everybody was going to die. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, well, people are going to die anyway, you know, we're only going to live till 85, 90, you know, 60, whatever, you know, I could die tomorrow. But, no, I know, yeah, no, he did. There are some other funny quotes about that, too. You know, and it just, to me, the whole thing stunk to high heavens. Then we had the, you know, the whole thing, I don't know, let's just say I didn't think it was a wise move. You know, there's plenty of other ways without going in and provoking these people. And don't get me wrong, you know, is some action better than no action? You know, yeah. Are we going to sit back and be keyboard cowboys for the rest of our life? Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, but in this case, I don't think it's wise to go in there and provoke a bunch of trigger-happy National Guardsmen and D.C. cops in a place where, you know, where guns are, you know, really, really restricted. Obviously, bad laws are made to be broken. I don't believe in any bad laws, but, you know, it's just, I think it's asking for trouble. What you would have is you would have the whole conspiracy movement. You know, you'd have the whole conspiracy and liberty or whatever movements. You'd have them. You know, we'd probably be getting kicked our doors, and if this went bad and say a provocateur or some anxious cowboy opened a shot on a cop, killed a cop. Now they'd get mowed down, and anybody that associates with these people would probably be hauled in, you know, by means of some NDAA or whatever. And you know what? The populace would fully back it. Now that's the thing here. You know, they're not going to haul anybody. You know, the whole FEMA camp thing, I think, is a big, really. It's kind of just a distraction because they already have us tracked. They don't need, you know, we already live in a police state. They really don't need to do that. Although in this situation, something like that happened, you better believe that they would definitely take whoever was there and anyone that had part in it, you know, and possibly had part in it, and lock you up under the NDAA or Patriot Act or, you know, whatever. Whatever bullshit, you know, whatever terrorist laws they could think of. And the population would back it as opposed to if they just, you know, if people were just making Facebook posts or whatever and got arrested, you know, the regular folks are not gonna, are not going to be happy if people just start getting yanked out of their houses. But for something like that, I can see it. Anyway, to make a long story short, Kukesh got arrested at the Smokedown in Philly the weekend before. Spent a few days in jail in the federal pen, supposedly. And then I guess supposedly played hardball and got out. I don't know. The thing, this also seems a little fishy to me.
Real fishy.
It seems like as if they're trying to drum up support for this whole thing.
Seems real fishy.
Yeah, by putting it out in the open. Now, you know, and a lot of people have denounced it, you know, but there's a lot of people that were going with it and whatnot. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, yeah, you look at the tape of it. The guy didn't even smoke yet. They were trying to jam roaches, joints in his pocket. You know, it's definitely entrapment, but then again, you know, the world is a stage. This guy is an ex-Marine. Let's just say, the best way to, you know, beat the opposition is to lead it. I don't know. I'm just getting the vibe that this thing was very controlled. I don't know. Whatever happened, he seems to have done a 180 on it and has everybody marching on their capitals on July 4th instead of going to the D.C. march. Now, what I want to just ask real quick, maybe somebody can answer it, is if these people were all their own men, now wouldn't they still do the thing on July 4th? Or what? You know, why is everybody listening to one guy? That's kind of scary to me. Why is everybody listening to one or two guys? You know, if you're gonna march on your own capital, then do that on your. You know, I don't know. I just don't see why people are making leaders and gurus out of all these people. You know, that's really. My main problem, like I said, never had any problem with the guy before, but I don't know. I found the thing to be quite fishy. Obviously, Brian, you know, I think anybody with a brain that can discern and is not just, you know, just think about it, how it would be painted. But so supposedly now it's not going to happen, but we'll see what happens come July 4th. I don't know. What do you think, Brian? Like I said, supposedly there's no more march on D.C., but, you know, now that I guess it's going to, you know.
I was muted. I was going to say that, I don't see it happening at all, but I never thought it was a good idea in the first place. I mean,
no.
you're just asking to get put on a list doing something like that. You're really not really going to get anything accomplished.
Well, you know, not only put on a list, hold on, but I mean, here's the thing. You're marching into Washington, D.C. Now, the National Guard is waiting for you on the other side. And what are they going to do when you step on that bridge? They're gonna close in the other side. And so now you have two choices. Either hand over your weapon and get arrested or fight. Now, I guarantee a lot of people probably just hand over their weapon, you know, and take the civil disobedience type thing. And I mean, then you're going to get a gun charge for having a gun in an area that's supposedly no gun. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing is, if somebody opens fire, now you're going to have a fucking bloodbath. You know, I'm sure you're going to have a helicopter. You know, it could turn ugly. I mean, you know, I know a lot of the things lately haven't involved death. But something like that, don't think they won't. You know, they won't hesitate to smoke somebody if they're given the reason to. You know, just because a lot of these false flags lately have been phony or whatever. You know, I don't know. It's just a bad idea. You know, it really is just a bad idea. You know, yeah, there needs to be some action taken eventually, but I think that, you know, there's better ways to go about it. I'd be all for, you know, hey, I don't want to, shit, I should be careful the way I word it, but I don't want anyone catching arson charge or whatever, but, you know, hey, a field near you has, you know, GMO crops or whatever, you know. I don't know. Do what you, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say anything. God forbid somebody gets hurt. But no, regardless, the whole fucking thing, though, you know, let's look at what can we really change? We're not going to get these puppets out of office. We're not going to get DC to start acting in our favor. The game's rigged. I understand people are pissed, but I don't know. I think we're too far gone to do anything. I think, you know, I don't know. I don't want to sound apathetic, but it's time we start thinking of the things we can change. I don't know. The whole thing gets me pissed off because I hate to be that way, but on the other hand, what do you do? What do you think, Brian? It's like, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't at this point in time. Okay, I don't know. Maybe Brian's muted or something or not there.
Oh, my God, dude. I was muted again.
Wow.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, like you said, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You know, I mean, because that's the thing. All it does is it takes, you know, if somebody goes out and does something, they're going to decry everybody as violent maniacs, and they're going to demonize you 10 times worse than whatever it is you actually did in the first place. I don't know. It's pretty much a one-way street. I think the best thing is to just try to get out of the system as much as possible. At this point in time, you know, what is it doing for you?
Yeah.
It's obvious it's going nowhere, you know. I don't know. There is no real solutions in this mess. I hate to say it, but we should have been talking about solutions 10 years ago. Should have been talking about them 5 years ago. I mean, you know, yeah, there's many ones. And you know what I think? You know, I've said it before, too. Small solutions like, you know, maybe they'll give us the GMO labeling bill. You know, maybe they'll give us marijuana legalization. But, you know, let's be proactive on the fluoride front. If you can go to your town and try to get the fluoride out of your water, that'd be a big step just in the right direction. You know, they'll let one or two towns go because, you know, the rest of the world's still getting it. The dentists are still pushing it. But, you know, or move to a place where there isn't fluoride. I don't know. You got
to
start.
I brought it up to my dentist. He was like vehemently disagreeing with me, which I knew he would, you know. He couldn't believe that I was saying it to him.
How did this go?
Because I asked him if he could give me a cleaning without fluoride.
Oh, wow. What did he say?
He thought I was fucking losing my mind. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, because I know how bad that shit is for you and how much it deteriorates your teeth. No, no, it's very good for you. I'm like, no, it's not.
Now, real quick, when they give you a cleaning, I thought the only fluoride was the fluoride rinse they try to give you at the end.
No, they brush your teeth with metal toothbrushes with mad fluoride on it.
Oh, really? So you're saying when they're like doing that plaque scrape off thing or whatever?
Well, that too, but then they brush it with like a metal toothbrush.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it goes on down there, but
no, I never. Well, I know. I never seen a metal toothbrush before. I'm talking about the
metal power toothbrush. They stick it in your mouth and scrub all your teeth with it.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I haven't been to the dentist in years either. I still got my teeth though. They're still in decent shape. You know. So,
yeah, mine are awful, dude. I gotta keep fixing them. That's because I kept going there. It did nothing but screw them up. Why don't we take another quick break and we come back? We're gonna talk a little bit about the two what seem to be bullshit stories: the London beheading and the box cutter killer of the soldier in France with that one.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
And you wanted to talk about the trains and shit, right?
I mean, a little bit, yeah, definitely. I didn't totally prepare, but I want to get into a little bit. I think it's definitely a weird coincidence. But yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back, guys. You listen to Dose of Reality Radio. Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan will be joining us soon. Okay, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm Brian Stavely with Justin Cook. Shortly joined by James Sloan. Where did we leave off last, Justin?
We were just talking about,
We were talking about Kokesh, and then we were going to get into the London and France thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you think about the London thing? I just totally think what... From what I've seen, that looks just like total bullshit to me. I mean,
I think they're getting ballsier and ballsier as it goes, and I think England has followed America's lead now. Any different entities, but that was a straight up 100% total drill. Who knows if he's a drill?
Any blood around the guy. They tell you he's decapitated.
Yeah, and I heard a video the other day, where you could hear someone in the background saying, "No, they just have a little bit more filming to do." Like they were saying to somebody, I'm not basing my theory on this, but here's the thing: supposedly he wasn't fully decapitated, like they didn't cut the head straight off, but either way. Let me tell you something. Like, anybody who's ever been in a bad car accident or busted their head open bad, there's more. I saw like way more like blood on myself when I went through a windshield than there was from this guy cutting a jugular. If you're taking someone's head off, that usually I believe they stabbed them other times too, and there was barely any blood. And on the guy's hands, it looked like at one point there was not much on his palms. Like there was just some on like the back of his hands. And again, there's some there's talk about the contrast of the videos and whatnot. But here, let's get into another thing too. We had two women just walk right by him. A guy with a bloody meat cleaver, with blood in his hands, standing there talking to him. Now, would you be there filming a guy that just, cut somebody else, tried to cut somebody else's head off?
Nah, I'd be running the other way, dude.
I mean, yeah, or at least attacking him with a baseball bat. You're not going to see, it's one or the other. You know what I mean? Either you're going to run or you're going to hit him with something. You ain't going to sit there and talk to him with a cell phone camera, which they cropped to make it look like a cell phone camera. The whole thing is just the biggest joke of it all is with the lady just walking by, just minding her own business, with her shopping carriage, like it was just a normal day in London.
Like the pictures of 9/11 with the people laying in the grass across the park.
yeah, exactly.
You know which picture I'm talking about? The two people in the grass, towers are all black smoke. Right. Oh, nothing going on here. We're just chilling out, having a picnic.
Yeah. Like the world is on its, everybody thought the world was ending that day, and they're just laying down and having a nice picnic, yeah. But that's the thing about this, is lady just walking by. She's not worried about this guy 3 feet within striking distance with a bloody meat cleaver in his hand. No, she's not worried about him. She's just walking by.
He's already allegedly proved that he'd use it, too.
Right. Well, she walked by the body on the way. She walked by the body, walked by the blood or whatever, was supposed to be there, and then strolls right by this guy. Nothing to see here, and just the whole thing. It just seemed like bad acting, even though. Hold on. Let's get into the next thing. Then the camera conveniently shuts off at some point, and it doesn't turn back on when the cops come, like you would normally think, like, oh, wow, like, okay, even if I turned it off for a second because the guy was done talking, like, in a situation like that, I would think that you're probably going to leave it running, though, regardless. But just in case something happens to you, something happens to someone else, you want to, you know, evidence, you know, at least that, you know, you never know. So, I mean, so all of a sudden, the cops come, and the video starts back up again with these people supposedly shot on the ground. Now, there's not much blood.
Yeah. They shot two people, supposedly, the cops.
Yeah. So they waited all this time. The cops they shut the camera off, and they turn it back on when these people are laying on the ground. Come on. Really?
It's just like the people that turned their camera off when the friggin' alleged 50,000 people ran out of the building. They decided that wasn't a good shot, man. What are you thinking, Justin?
Yeah, right?
People just love turning their cameras off at the most precise moments of big events.
Well, that one, I don't think it was about turning it off, because the camera stayed on the 9/11. Just nobody was able to get this, you know, like you said, what would have been a momentous shot, which I would think they would have been fighting for. You know, they're supposedly standing in the thing while debris is dropping around them, you know.
Yeah,
no, it's just very, very funny. Obviously, you know, 9/11 is a different story than these ones, though. I mean, 9/11 is...
This is peanuts.
This shit is child's play. Like,
Sandy Hook. It's like a joke, you know?
The last few have been, like, worse and worse, every one.
I think Sandy Hook and the Batman was the two of the worst ones I've seen. They were, like, so obvious, like, you could tell with the days that they were hoaxes, you know?
Yeah, I think the same thing, I think they all were. You know, every event that's happened in the last couple of years, Dorner, Boston, all of them.
Twitter, you mean LL Cool J?
Yeah, right?
That's some funny shit, right?
You know, there's another night situation there with the Dorner one. They weren't allowed to get near the cabin. You know, bullshit. They wouldn't have cared. They would have wanted the press to get it. If you're having, you know, if you're gonna have this guy demonized like that, and you know what I mean? Oh no, we're only allowed a certain amount back. So you just saw a house burning. That's all. That's the only thing that we saw on TV to know even that the Dorners, that anything even happened out there. Now, you know, here's another thing with all these things, all these dead cops. Remember what a big deal, you know, and think about it, even nowadays, when a cop really dies nowadays, like, that's all you see on the news for like, you know, a week straight, talking about this guy. Now, they don't even care anymore. Oh, well, just another cop, you know, it's... Bullshit. They, just like with the Sarnia brothers, like, you know, I know they did supposedly had Biden went to the cop's funeral there and everything, but still, it's not like, it's not, I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm looking at it different, but it doesn't seem to be the same as if, you know, in years past when you'd hear about a cop getting killed on the job, it was like, every cop from here to California.
Yeah. This guy that we were just talking about supposedly he killed a soldier. And not only that, what was he? He was a Muslim, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, and here's the other thing, too, now, is the ones that's going on in France.
Oh, them, too. They were supposedly Muslims, too. They had box cutters. Bad box cutters.
Oh, and then here's another one, and then also, too, we're having... there's another European city. Maybe one of our European listeners can help us out with it. Is it Stockholm, Sweden, maybe? I forget. There's, like, austerity... they're not calling them austerity riots. They're saying that a bunch of people are mad because they're not getting a lot of benefits or whatever, and they're mostly Muslim. Maybe it is France. I'm not sure, but I saw something about it the other day. And the site that I was coming from was like one of those Zionist
Jan says it's Gothenburg, wherever that is.
What city is what country is Gothenburg in, Jan?
Sweden.
Oh, okay, yeah, Sweden, okay. So I was right about the Stockholm thing, just different, you know, same country, wrong city. All right, well, yeah, so Gothenburg, Sweden. So, again, you know, the same thing of, you know, of demonizing Muslims. And, you know, and you want to get to religions, I think that, you know, they're all on the equally fucked part. You know, I hate to say it. I mean, you know, I don't know. When it comes down to it, you know, if you're... You know, if you're getting all your instruction from just from a book, then, you know, I don't. And obviously, there's but the whole thing about it is, you know, to demonize one and then to make it like the other ones are, you know, are sparkly clean, especially
that's just foolish.
Especially the whole Zionism international, you know, Judaism cult they got going on over there. Sick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Trying to think. What else?
Well, we're still on the French thing. I mean, you know. Of course, they're enforcing the Muslim thing again, and then the box kind of thing again. Like, it's so fucking redundant. But it's like this guy also supposedly killed a soldier. Like, we're not talking about like, you know, he grabbed like a teenage boy off the street. Like, he killed a trained killer with a box cutter. Like, come on, man.
That was a meat cleaver.
Oh, that was the meat cleaver guy? Was it the one in France? Wasn't he a soldier too, supposedly?
Oh, yeah, might have been. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, they got hit with a box cutter.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's ain't gonna happen. I'll tell you what. I dare somebody come at me with a box cutter, unless you're like Bruce Lee or something like that. I doubt you're gonna be able to kill me. You know, seriously.
See, that's what I'm saying, dude. You're not carjacking me with a box cutter. I'm gonna laugh at you.
Because, you know, not for nothing, all right, a box cutter is going to cut you. Like, don't get me wrong, you get fucked up with a box cutter, you know, and you get gashed enough times with a box cutter, you're fucked. But it's still not going to, like, puncture a lung, you know, it's not going to, open your heart up or anything like that. You know, the only thing is maybe you'll bleed out after if you get slashed like 16, 17, 50-something times, you know, whatever. But, you know, with a box cutter, I don't think that you're really able to – I mean, you'd have to be pretty strong to – well, maybe the jugular, I guess. But that's – most people are going to protect their – you know, you're going to protect your neck. I mean, unless someone just comes up from behind you, you know, and cuts you there. I don't know. I think it's very – I don't know. It's a lot harder to, you know, human beings are very, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, a lot harder to kill than they make it seem. You know, especially people in their prime, you know, people of military age. Come on. I don't know. But you know what? They eat it up.
It is absurd. It is absurd. How about this? We'll go another hour. We're going to take one more break right now. If some of you guys can, just check the stream. I think the stream's back up now. It was running real slow on the server for some reason. I don't know why, but it looks like it's running fast now. If anybody can check it during the break, we'll play one more song, and we'll come back for another hour. Does that sound good with you, Justin?
Yeah, fine. Sure.
All right, cool. We'll be right back, guys. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, James Sloan. Welcome back to our last segment of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook. Hopefully, James Sloan can make it out of work to pop in tonight. But if he can't, he can't. We'll probably be on till about midnight tonight. We're not going to go too long as we have to both... well, at least I know I have to. I have to work early in the morning. I don't know about Justin, but... I have to get up at 5 for work, so we're not going to go too long tonight. But we still had about 3 major topics, at least, we wanted to get into. Justin, you're here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just making sure all the calls are still here. Everybody can hear me. Do we still have the group call going? Yep. All right, good. Looks like everybody's here. Before we switch gears a little bit, I just wanted to get into what we were just talking about with the beheading. And, or, you know, what they say was the beheading and, you know, the box cut of France thing. And I mean, anybody, I would hope that everybody in this call can see it for the absolute complete bullshit propaganda that it is. It's just a shame that other people can't see it, you know? You're going to have everybody running around saying that they hate Muslims, this and that, and it's just, it's like it never ends, you know? And I know that's not the main agenda. The main agenda is they want to control all the money, but I really do believe they want to eradicate all the Muslims and get everybody to support that. I mean, I really do think that's part of the big plan. What do you think, Justin?
I think it's a slowly but thing to turn all religions against each other. I don't know that it's just to eradicate the Muslims, but I think it's going to be just to maybe keep a certain amount that are under control, just like the rest of them. But there's no doubt about it that we're in a period of time in history when, you know, that's definitely what's going on for the most part. You know, we're having it. You know, people that are being intentionally demonized by not only, you know, for the most part, Zionist Jews, Zionist Christians, whether they realize it or not, but also, you know, they have another front that most people don't realize, and that's India. And, you know, there's even, you know, violence and whatnot. I believe it's in... between Muslims and Hindus, I believe, out in Burma. I could be wrong about the country there, but you know. So I mean, it's definitely like they're putting them in their place and letting them know, like, hey, you know, you have to get with the rest of the structure here, or you know, or you're not going to have a place, type thing. You know, but I mean, you know, there's also the thing where most of these countries are already somewhat controlled. You know, a lot of their leaders are controlled and whatnot. You know, so I mean, it's really I think that they're setting up World War III, and at the end of World War III, whenever it does come, could be you know, 10 years, 5-10 years from now. I don't think it'll be like the other two world wars where you had like ground for, but regardless, it's going to be, you know, pretty much the Muslims and maybe, like Russia or China against, you know, the West or whatever type thing. There's no doubt about it. And then, you know, that's how you bring about the global government. Just like World War II brought us Israel and brought us the UN, you know, brought us a lot more NASA and all that. But you know what I mean? So the next world war will be so bad that it will, you know, make everybody, you know, not like, you know, want to go against all these organized religions. And they'll probably put them under one banner. And, you know, there's no doubt about it that the one world religion thing is also a part of their global power plan. So I don't know. I think, you know, as much as I'm not religious, I do see there's an agenda against religions as well, you know. And that's why they brainwash people in religions also to be their patsies when they do need one, you know.
Yep.
And it's not hard nowadays, even, you know, there may be a genuine terrorists that they make just from the internet. They're not going to be successful. You know, they're not going to pull off anything crazy because homeland insecurity is 10 steps ahead of every, you know, same with the feds. They're 10 steps ahead of everything. It's not like, I don't think anybody would be, you know, just by visiting certain sites would be under watch. So I mean, I really don't think anyone would be even successful nowadays of pulling off a real terrorist attack. I don't think it's possible. As sad as it is to say that, but at least not, you know, not in America anyway, not in our borders.
Well, speaking about that, what did you want to get into the Boston bombing suspect's friends thing that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I thought it was pretty crazy, and I mean, it adds to the soap opera of Boston. I mean, Supposedly, this kid, now they're announcing on the mainstream media that he did not grab a knife and lunge at these cops like they claimed. They claimed he copped out to a murder from a couple years ago, and it's almost like this murder was. It's almost like they're trying to clear you know, like the crime shows. They talk about, you know, how detectives or, you know, whatever have to clear a murder, you know, looks better on their stats. It's almost like just for the fuck of it, they're tying a murder to the Sarnia brothers. And they had a friend of his, Tamerlan, supposedly, and they're trying to tie into this murder. And he's in, I guess he I don't think he would confess. Now, here's the weird thing about it. They were interviewing this kid in his house. Now, with all my interactions with the cops, they don't interview you in your house. They want you to be in their world.
Yeah, they so you're not all comfortable sitting up on your couch and shit.
Exactly. You know, they bring you down to, you know, sit you in an interrogation room. You know, they get the tape recorder going. They, you know, put a video camera on you sometimes. You know, they put the screws. There's no way a kid that's wanted and, you know, it's possible terrorist, possible triple murderer. You know, they're going to interview him in his house. So now they're saying that he lunges the cops with a knife and, now he got shot 6 or 7 times, and now they're saying, and one was a headshot, and now they're saying that he didn't have a knife. So, which is it? You know, and it's just like the younger brother, Sarnaev, who they found in the boat. First, oh, yeah. He had a gun, you know, and then next thing he doesn't have a gun. The whole thing is just.
It's like all these side stories, just like with 9/11, just to add to the fact to try to make it look like it's a real story. You know what I mean?
I think there's more with this, though. I almost think
I do. The amount it came out, it's so fast, it's like crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Then you have the whole thing with the mother and the father and everything, and the uncle being CIA. Uncle Ruslan is his son, is a... His the lady he's married to, her father is Graham Fuller, a CIA agent, who's was involved in Iran-Contra, you know, well connected. There are so many different things. The Tamerlan's wife is a Russell. She's like closely related to the ones that established the Skull and Bones, you know, at Yale and everything, because that's known as the Russell Trust. You know, if you were going to say you wanted to send a donation to Skull and Bones, you would send it to Russell Trust. You know, and they're an old, you know, I hate to use the word Illuminati, but they're an old, you know, bloodline family. You know, one of these old WASP families or whatever. So I don't know. You know, it's there's just been more drama with as far as that goes too, and it's like, you know, they keep. It's almost like anybody that says anything to the contrary or takes these kids' sides as well, it's like they're being targeted. It's like a message to anybody else, hey, you know, don't, you know, if you associate with them or, you know, or if you know too much, we're going to come after you and kill you or lock you up for, you know, and frame you for something. You know, this is a crazy world we live in where you can be framed for shit like this, you know. I don't know. That's...
Dude, they can frame you with anything you want. Remember the crazy dream I told you I had?
Yeah.
About them framing me for the marathon and all that? Like, that's not even that really that far-fetched. Not that that would happen to me personally, but just that they could do that to somebody, you know?
Oh, of course.
They could easily do that. I mean, look what they could do with photo and video. I mean, you don't even have to, like, be good at, like, Photoshop and video editing. And you just throw it on the news and people are like, oh, that's real. That's real.
You know, here you go, too. And I know you, I want to let you talk about it more. But, you know, and I think that what we saw this week with this whole mermaid thing on Animal Planet, I think that was really a beta test to see how many people will believe it when it's from a, you know, a decent source like Animal Planet, as opposed to when it's from Dose of Reality or, you know, or even Alex Jones or even, you know, and, you know, any of these forums that are, you know what I'm saying? Like, or loose chain, you know, it's insane though. You know, I wanted to make that remark. I'll let Brian talk about it more though too, but I saw parts of it where they were clearly CGI. Now, I had many friends this week, and even my brother, who is very skeptical of all this, like, you know, these people think I'm nuttier than squirrel shit, you know, and yet, you know, for believing even that 9/11 was an inside job, you know, type thing. So, you know, here, these same people were texting me and calling me, you know, because they know I'm into weird stuff, I guess, in their mind. Hey, what did you think about that mermaid thing? Did you watch it? And I'm like, no, but I've been hearing about it, and you know, and looked into it, and it's fake, but yet, you know, there's people on Twitter defending it, like, oh, well, you know, you don't have it open. And hey, I'm not saying there's not some possibility that there wasn't some racial, you know, who knows what's in those oceans? We'll never know. But as for swimming around nowadays, I really doubt there's mermaids, and the fact that they were so convincing of it just shows what, how easy.
These are the people that won't look at the no plane stuff, and it's obvious proof, and then, but they'll look at some blatantly disgusting pictures of mermaids.
Never mind no plane stuff. These people won't look at. These people think Building 7 falling from fire is legit. You know?
Yeah.
That's what type of fucking, you know, idiots we're dealing with. I hate to say it, but if you look at the thing of Building 7, and you know, I don't care what you think about it, like, you know, which side of the fence of 9/11 you're on, but if that doesn't say to you that that building was brought down, some, you know, I'm gonna investigate. You know, they claim that building fell that night, then there's something wrong with you. I mean, obviously, you know, that we you know, there's a lot more. What do you call it? Trails from where that goes. But I'm just saying, though, you know, for like when I showed my friends that back in the day, and they said, "Oh, so what?" You know, like because you know, I'm sure when everyone first wakes up a little bit, you get those. You know, you go on that crusade where you want to like tell all your friends and like, hey, you know, you believe this, you know, and you show them a few things, and they're just like, you know, indifferent to it. You know, we're like, oh, well, oh, that's cool. So what are we going to do about it? You know, and it's like, wow. It's like, no, knowing this doesn't, you know, doesn't fucking rip your insides up and make you want to, like, you know, expose the world. You know, the more right. You know, it's I guess it's hard for people to see what a vast conspiracy it is, too. You know, and how deep it really goes.
Drives me nuts.
Totally. I don't know. Did you want to talk about some parts of that this mermaid mockumentary that came out? I mean, because I didn't like. I still haven't seen it. I saw a couple parts of it.
But I watched like the first three out of six segments, and it was just awful. They were showing some photographs the guys took like years and years and years ago, and they were just like passing it off as proof, and you couldn't see anything. And then there were these actual drawings that they were using as proof. They were drawings, like an artist rendition of what a mermaid looked like back in the 50s. And they're like, see? And I'm like, this is it. These aren't even fucking photographs, you know? It's like, give me a fucking break, dude.
Well, and then they had the supposed thing that you know, that goes down, and supposedly a hand came up and hit the window or whatever, too. Like,
yeah.
That's just funny. It's silly.
It's just real silly, man. Real silly. It's real silly, the shit that people will believe, man. And the shit that they won't listen to, you know, and people call me crazy. That was like the other night, my buddy Billy goes out, and he's like, yeah, I see this guy, and he's like, yeah, and he said, they call me a conspiracy theorist. Now I'm like, well, guy, what did you expect? Of course they do. I know that. I've been carrying that label for years. And then later in the day, he tells me, like, yeah, I saw this kid, Todd. He's like, yeah. He said you and Brian are crazy. And I was like, did you tell him that he's really just a fucking moron? He's like, nah, I didn't even get into it with him. Yeah, all of a sudden we're crazy. We've been saying our whole lives, but all of a sudden we're crazy, and, you know, you're just an idiot, you know?
Yeah, no, they're just, it's just
close-minded people, idiots.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very simple. You know, just the fact of it's a lot easier to not believe all this shit. You know, and that's what it comes down to. And it's not cool. You know, if it was cool, hey, everybody would be doing what we're doing. You know,
well, the thing is, they'll say that you're wrong, but I'll ask them, okay, so tell me what I'm wrong about. And they can never mention one thing.
No.
They just want to change the subject.
You know, it's funny. It's like, I have these, like, I have friends that I went to high school with, and, you know, and a few of them think they're intelligent because they went to college, and, you know, mommy and daddy paid for them to go to college, and they came back and have a degree in something now, and they want to talk about, oh, well, you know, hey, for example, like aspartame or something like that. Well, you know, they want to talk about, like, you know, putting up studies and shit and saying, well, you know, it's been peer reviewed that, you know, like, you know, asking me, like, well, where's the peer reviewed studies on this? Like, well, hey, just because, just because we have something here that's clearly poison, and just because the FDA says it's okay does not mean it's, you know, anywhere near safe. Let's look at some of the things that they've made okay over the past years. And I don't know. To me, the next biggest thing I would say is the medical mafia. That really disgusts me. You know, the fact that people are still being sent to oncologists, and we have all these pink ribbon brigades, and Susan G. Komen, whatever name is, breast cancer awareness, this and that. You know, oh. You know what? While I'm on that, we never got to talk about Angelina Jolie, and that bit of weirdness that happened there. That talk about fakery. Now, does anyone out there really believe that she went and had a double mastectomy? I don't believe it. I don't know about you, Brian. What do you think about it? I'm sorry to jump ship real quick, but that was a topic we were going to get into.
Nah, I don't believe that, dude, one bit. Why? I mean, come on, that just sounds absurd.
Soon as I heard that, I said, "This has got to be fucking nonsense." You got a person here who knows how to eat, what supplements to take, how to cleanse their body, you know, how to protect themselves, and they're going to go and get a part of their body chopped off. And it's not just like it's a, you know, like any part of, you know, but you're a Hollywood starlet, and you're going to go and get your tits chopped off, and then supposedly say that, you know, it makes you feel empowered as a woman. It's almost, you know, like coming out, as some type of crusader of the women's feminist movement or something, you know, that. And I'm not making that up. That was in a couple magazine titles, and you know, come to find out that the test that she was talking about taking, you know, they're actually trying to patent the gene for that. You know, it turns out to be, it's just another scam and just another thing that's going to make people go out and mutilate themselves, because, you know, CFR Jolie did it. I don't know. I'm disgusted by that, because, you know, anybody with any type of brains, for the most part, knows, you know, ways to stave off cancer. And then if you get it, you know, I mean, then you would, I'm sure you have a doctor pretty much living up your ass if you're Angelina Jolie. You know what I mean? You know, if you have a lump on your tit, you're going to get it checked out. You know,
you don't cut your tits off ahead of time.
No. Watch, pretty soon we're going to be hearing that Clooney got his balls removed. You know, if that didn't happen already. He might already had his balls removed, like most of the rest of these Hollywood actors. It's funny. It's not funny, really, because it's cancer and it's killing so many people out there, but all the money and all the marches and the fucking pink ribbons and pink baseball bats in the major leagues and pink football players wearing pink elbow pads on, you know, on some day, all the money that gets collected for this, and it goes to a fucking scam. It goes to a company that knows there is at least 5 or 6 things out there that can potentially cure cancer. I'm not saying every which one of them are 100% effective, but, you know, Rick Simpson's cannabis oil, you know, the thing with the baking soda, Stanislav Brzezinski, I believe his name is, you know, there's another, an Italian doctor. There's so many people that have shown, you know, over 90% cure rates, and yet these people, you know, are nowhere near matching it, and they're working on, you know, a million times the budget, a billion times the budget. It's a lie, you know, and all diseases are lies. You mean to tell me, as far as they've gotten in science, as far as they've gotten in gene technology and just looking into genes and figuring out, you know, that they couldn't, if they wanted to, they could just give every kid a pill every day and it would make sure that they didn't get cancer in their lives. No, they don't need vaccines and fucking, you know, this and that. And, you know, it's disgusting. It really is. That's one of the biggest things, you know. And obviously, they came out with it now. They knew that the Social Security had been dipped into. They dipped into it some more. And what better way than they knew that there's a lot of people in this baby boomer generation. So what's better than killing them off, you know, with cancer? And, you know, that's what's happening. What's it now? Like, one in three people are going to get cancer in their lifetime nowadays?
Yep.
Might even be 50%. That's so every other person is going to get cancer at some point in their lifetime.
That's,
you know,
absurd, right?
It's beyond absurd.
Absolutely, absolutely absurd.
Then we have the autism rates too, from and people don't want to correlate that to vaccines or anything else. You know, and let's just say there's people out there that say, "Oh no, it's not the vaccines." What else is it then? Chemtrails. Bisphenol A, a combination of everything, fucking preservative food, GMOs, I don't know. I think it's everything, but I do think vaccines are the biggest, just because it's metal being, you know, deposited directly into the body, and it's, you know, a neurotoxin like everything else. This is, you know, a neuro disorder. MS, yeah. What's the other thing, too?
SIDS, the baby cribs disease, yeah, comes from that.
Yep. Sudden infant death syndrome. Just think about it. Among a lot of people now too, that wasn't when we were kids. Peanut allergies and people allergic to everything. My cat being food allergic. Now, there was no such thing as cats being allergic to food back in the day. I was, you know, looking into it, and they're saying, because of the toxins, the bisphenol A and certain toxins that you know, that's why cats are allergic to fish, certain fishes now and everything. And, you know, that's, and not only that, that's, you want to talk about shit, think about what people get. When they put in your dog food and cat food.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Awful. Absolutely awful what they put in the pet food, man.
It is. That's one thing I want to try to do. Thing is, my cat is picky and she's used to it. You know, I want to try to start making, actually making it from scratch.
Making it from scratch or what? Just like regular good organic food from your house? Or?
Yeah, no, just like cooking a turkey, cooking a chicken, you know, giving them a little bit of the, you know, the juice with it. They do need a little bit of the, you know, that'll make it more. I know people who do it. It's just my cat is picky. So I don't know. I got to try to figure out how to. I bought the expensive food and everything for her. She don't eat it. and it looks better. It's got the better things in it. It's got omega-3s, and she don't eat it. She wants the shitty fancy feast or whatever it is that, you know, that she started out on years ago. And you know, and I think, like anything else, it's, you know, it's like trying to get a human off of junk food, you know, that's been used to eating it for their whole lives. But I don't know. What did you want to talk about? Anything else you wanted to touch on?
I think that's about it for today. We can wrap it up a little early if you don't mind.
Yeah, you want to see if any callers have any comments they want to make, anyone on the line here.
Anyone on the line want any input, we're going to wrap it up in a couple minutes unless one of you guys wants to jump in. Feel free to unmute and jump in now. But, yeah.
I'm surprised.
I guess that's it. But, sorry about last night again, guys, and, you know, I'll announce to everybody when we're back. I'll put it up on Skype, up on Facebook, and wherever else I usually put it. We'll try and be back for next Wednesday, but, like, you know how we do it. Sometimes it's not every week, but usually on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sorry about the stream, but at least all you guys got the call in, and we can hold the call, so it doesn't really make much of a difference, I guess. But I don't know. Justin, if you have any last words, or...
No, no last words. I'll still be alive next week or next time we're back, hopefully. I don't want to jinx myself.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. Maybe I did just jinx myself. All right, well.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm Brian Stavely, my co-host Justin Cook, and we're out of here.